Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the fragmentary play Love, Feigned and Unfeigned. It's from that slightly messy period of interlude dating where almost everything seems to have been written between 1540 and 1560. This is a not-so-short fragment, actually. It's a couple of hundred lines, and it's a play dancing around ideas of conditional and unconditional love to God, to your friends, etc., as well as the motivations of deceit and the pretense of friendship. There's more to mine from this than this recording suggests. It was at the end of a session, and we were a bit short and cynical about it, but it's, as ever, a start. There is room to create a framework to fit this within as part of a future entertainment. You can follow the text by going to a link in the notes. I've only found one published edition of this online in the depths of archive.org, but other publications may be available. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in summer 2019. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of these exploring session plays one day will be released. You can vote for the ones you want to hear next on our Patreon feed. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. Alternatively, you can email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Alan Scott, Mark Scanlon, and Richard Fawcett, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is all that survives of Love Feigned and Unfeigned.
There are a selection of good and bad sort of ish sort of things. I really don't know precisely what goes on in this, so we'll just sort of divvy it up. Richard, could you be familiarity? Alan, if you'll do fellowship.
Yep.
Mark, if you can do love unfeigned. And Liz, if you could do falsehood. And then I'll be feigned love. If necessary. I don't think so. I think I could probably get somebody else to do it. Anyway, so I think fellowship is the first speaker, but I don't know. I have no other additional useful information to tell you.
How may I do with him to meet as my heart is set on fire till I see him in present place, which is my heart's desire?
No doubt but love will present be his succour, for to lend he will unto you fellowship his favours large extend.
Enter love unfeigned.
It's a bit of a bugger without the punctuation, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It is interesting how immediately... Also, the lack of... You're talking presumably about the person who is about to enter. Love unfeigned. You know, beautiful, perfect love, I think. And let's go from the top. Try that one again, because there are a few words got transposed. Let's go from the top. Fellowship again.
Yep. How may I do with him to meet? My heart is set on fire till I see him in present place, which is my heart's desire.
No doubt but love will present be his succour, for to lend he will unto you fellowship his favours large extend.
Enter love unfeigned.
Lo, where he doth approach, one virtues which doth smell his nature, lo, a in virtuous ways doth passingly excel. Oh, welcome, sure, unfeigned love, right welcome, loving brother, whom I, as nature doth me bind, I love above all other.
I thank you, familiarity, for your courtesy always. Right glad I am your health to see condign of worthy praise. But who is this which by you stands, declare my loving brother?
Yea, fellowship, which should you love in heart above all other.
O fellowship, right glad I am to see you in good health, and wish from heart that you may live in like increase of wealth.
Praise be to Christ, which love hath to me sent. God give me grace, not from his counsels to relent. Your aid I crave me to assist against my deadly foe. You are the same which may me aid and bring me out of woe.
Good luck, love unfeigned.
Take a deep breath.
Have a guess where sentences end. The PVE is proved, by the way. That definitely is. I figured that out the other day.
Since my advice ye do desire, if me ye would embrace, my qualities and footstep all ye must pursue apace. Love is my name indeed, whom all me do pursue, the sinful creatures and lovers of virtue. But mark what added is unto my name of love, unfeigned by which word by reason we may prove that love unfeigned meaneth well and free from cruel vice. The holy writ doth term me grave and wise. Love by itself may be addict, as we may prove by reason, to virtue or to vice according to the season. There is love feigned contrary to my kind, which will provide thee to assault and change from thee my mind. I knit betwixt God and his church tranquillity and peace. In labours good to spend my time, I love do never cease. As my beloveds may by Paul declare, whose words are these, who can divide thee from the love of Christ which would him please? Wherefore me love embrace, for Paul doth mention make to people of Corinthia, mine author whom I make, with tongue evangelical my words though I should show, and have no love in me, nor to his wishes should a sounding brass, I should be called of reputation small, in happy state that man doth live, which to me is bound and thrall. I love, am steadfast and in conversation mild. I do not swell nor envy man, woman or child. St. John in his third epistle me love commandeth. St. Peter likewise, whose writing unto me greeting sendeth. The holy prophet Solomon in ecclesiastical declareth that each beast for his own passingly careth. Whence let one man another embrace, that is the mean to attain God his grace. Christ in his gospel had me in mind, as a thing most certain the learned may find. Though a man had of treasures abundance, and lived without love or his virtuous assistance, all were as nothing and assuredly vain. Wherefore good fellowship me love unfeigned attain.
Well done. It does seem to be a quite a two-liney, rhythm-y thing. So it's, but even so, there's a few knotty bits in that, which obviously is mostly just explaining what unfeigned love is from a scriptural text point. So you're sort of explaining the nature of who you are.
Mm. And it's very difficult to actually keep interested in
it. Yes, it is. It is long, and but the good people always are a little difficult to keep. Let's see a falsehood in a moment. We're going to have we're all a bit nice. We've got love unfeigned, we've got familiarity, we've got fellowship, we've got all lovely Fs.
All goodies.
Familiarity that we get contempt.
Yes. Yeah.
So let us see what happens when falsehood enters in a moment. This scene is about to end. We're about to go into a completely different scene. But fellowship and familiarity and love unfeigned are going to nip off somewhere.
Mm. Stay these exhortations, O friend, love celestial. I give you heart thanks as one of my friend's principal. I, fellowship, cannot quail, while familiarity and love to me be assistance. No vice my sense may move.
Well, a brother, love unfeigned, since fellowship is bent, our advice to imitate, he will sure be obsequent. Let us depart for a season out of place.
I will await on you. Go we in God's grace.
Content, go we.
And off they go. Wasn't that exciting? That was a scene, wasn't it? That's one for the ages. That's one for the ages. Okay.
And off they shot.
God!
Aren't we lovely, lovely, lovely? Off we go. Okay, falsehoods. Let's liven up the stage a bit. Good luck similarly with your punctuation.
Oh dear.
I put a few full stops in. I think you got three.
Thank you. Thank you for those small mercies.
Oh, there's a screech mark as well.
Yeah.
God save ye, my masters. God save ye this best blessed day. Why stare at me thus? I, when ye come to see a play, and in faith so me, I can teach you, if you come to my school, of all worldly things I disdain a fool. Solomon in his Proverbs disdaineth fools, so do I. If ye read his book of wisdom, ye may see if I lie. It is a strange world where a fool begins thus to prate of holy scripture, ye may see I'm a man of blessed state. My name is Falsehood, and of great reputation. All worldly men and wise have me in admiration. I can speak fair to a man and embrace him as my brother, whom inwardly I disdain and hate above all other. All states of men me cherish and falsehood embrace. I am accepted as a man of noble grace. Falsehood by ye mass is beloved, none at all him detest. But such as he be,
idolites.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about beggars, so perhaps it's
idle
people who don't want. Yeah,
idle.
Or is it idiots?
Oh, idiots. Yes.
Oh,
no,
brilliant.
Yeah, such as be
brilliant.
Idiots. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, it is idiots.
Yes.
Okay. Point when we get to the end of the speech, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Falsehood by ye masses beloved, none of all him detest. But such as be idle, idiots, and with beggary oppressed. Wherefore, my masters, if in riches and in wealth ye would abound, ye must practice deceit and stealth. Fear nothing to swear by his nails, wounds or blood, so thou they may have thy purpose and increase thy good. Though some man should say that of wealth thou hast plenty, thou must always feign that thy purse be but empty. I pray ye, what man goeth through the wood, he that can play two faces in one hood, by the mass he may live in tranquillity and ease. Every man will be glad and studious him to please, but some man would marvel admiration have. What I do prate here, ever as God me save, to speak with one fellowship, though I thought to be in place.
Yeah, and again, it does seem to be mostly set up, line, close, set up, line, close. But it's not over yet. Enter feigned love. Enter feigned love, and you've seen feigned love. This is not unfeigned love or love unfeigned.
We two have something in common.
I'm just wondering, is this stress on the negative side of foolishness and folly?
Mm.
There was still a strong tradition of actually that foolishness was not necessarily anything other than a positive thing. You know, the wisdom of man is but foolishness with God. Erasmus in praise of folly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. There is a whole debate about whether it's better to live your life as a blessed idiot than whether you go around. The intellectual life actually makes people generally depressed. So yes, and that is very alive at the time. You've got a play like Witty and Witless, which is 10 years earlier than this, or something similar. Anyway, you've seen feigned love. You've seen someone who's not really doing the love thing. Who is feigned love? Did we decide?
But God knows I must weep, for I must weep apace, because I cannot find him. But who is this? Love feigned. Alas, dear brother, upon fellowship we both shall both be disdained. Oh, I must needs weep. I have a great loss, fellowship. Promised to be here, but he's a knave by ye mass.
Yeah, that might be the... I love all that bit. It's so... I put punctuation in there because I thought you needed a guide. Because it is very...
Thank you.
It's that sort of thing. And it's written that way. Be merry, man, let lamentations pass. Fellowship will be our own as he ever was. Fellowship, quoth he, if he want and his... By the mass I love shall cause him his... If fellowship be long absent, I swear by my finger, I will fetch him out by the mass if that he do linger.
Oho, if that fellowship were here present, he should see what I could do. I, falsehood, could probably allure him from love to great woe.
And enter fellowship.
But lo, by the mass, here he cometh into place. You shall see how brave I shall salute his grace.
Now, by the mass, I am glad of this his presence.
O heavenly Father of a celestial intelligence, to thee be praise for thy gifts innumerable. Through thy virtues I am become stable. To know thy blessed will and such company to use as may for thy glory, God bless me from abuse. Thy favour I ask my life to direct, and from my enemies, my deadly foes abject.
Ah, Gog's blood, I hear ye all, Pope Holy, by the mass. good man fellowship is more holy than ever he was.
I.e., doesn't he go off on one about how good he is? We must work by policies, for to convert his mind, or else our labour is lost, we shall be sure to find.
But, oh loving God, what wights be there in sight?
Your friends, Master Fellowship, if ye us merk aright.
If you be my friends, the more welcome to my presence.
Sir, we would gladly make you a man of intelligence, if you to our counsels attend would give. We shall teach you a passing trade to live.
Oh God, I am sorry. I must weep at your lost state, that you make a fool, and with fools you make. Mm. Those which your friends be sorry for your case, to see such beastly fools your worship's disgrace.
Yea, and I from weeping may not myself refrain. All men of honesty your follies disdain. A beggar they do term you. They say ye so will do. Consider, man, consider, familiarity eschew. With love unfeigned, that brother, follow me virtue. Hang the slaves, hang them if they come in my way. What I do, force with my sword them to slay.
If any I should displease them, of mercy I crave. At their obedience or their pleasure, they surely shall me have.
Oh, lively said by Gog's wounds.
Mm-hmm.
I see you will be a man.
Mm.
Fellowship is ours. Say nay who can, yea. But fellowship, since to us ye do incline, ye must eschew familiarity, that lout and swain. Must you be a companion with every slave? Must you give to ye beggars all that you have? Let them go on packing in St. Quinnan's Hall. Whip them out of your company when they on you call, they call. Mark their weed and their pretence holiness, godliness.
Yes, we're not sure which it is.
Right. Okay. They would make one believe they were men of greatness. If you accord with Solomon, my counsels embrace, for he of all fools disdained as men's devoid to grace.
Yea, and you must love feignedly your Christian brother. Tell him one tale and think in heart one other. Should every slave know the secrets of your mind? No, no, I would deceive them, missing line. Thus, be Mark me nowadays, if there be an heir of lands, how they practice by falsehood to have it out of his hands. Well, if you should study familiarity to please, where you be a gentleman, should not be worth 2 peas. Oh, they will cap him and sugared words render, they will seem as that much yourself they do tender. All is to have your lands in their possession, which if the they may attain by any condition, then may ye go alone with a flea in your ear. Yendo goeth the heir of Lynn, ye may see by his gear. Let him pack as a beggar unto the beggar's school. Such is the end of every fool.
Love feigned hath touched your state very learnedly.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore imitate him and his ways attentively.
Yea, surely, but here hath I perceived by reason that fellowship came hither in very fit season. I see my lands might have come from hundredths to pence. They may have enticed me to such an expense. Then you, as my lovers, I fellowship embrace, desiring your assistance as God shall give me grace. I perceive by your communication and genius talk, ye can easily discern good cheese from chalk.
Yea, or else, God defend, I'm one of antiquity. I have reigned many years ago in the ancient progeny. If Rebecca and Jacob had not had my advice, they had not wrought as
Esau
such a proper guise.
I see you, fellowship, have intelligence of divinity.
Or be sure that the best learned be of my affinity. I reign as imperial magistrate at Rome. I am honoured in all nations where I do come. He that hath not my practice in his conversation is deemed an ass and rude in communication.
Since we well accord and have joys at our pleasure, let us indite a song, for mirth is a treasure.
To that I could myself will sustain you with a part.
And I will follow you with all my heart.
Sing we with joyful heart, since fellowship so doth incline. A trusty friend which will not start, be but a faithful friend in fine. Jet one and other his embrace, as faithful friends be wont to do. Where love commands, there is God's grace, they lead their lives devoid of woo. Me fellowship embrace, so dear, thee loving as my senses me. O pleasant friend, O brother near, in health and wealth God grant ye grow. God give us joys and Nestor's days of life in virtues to excel. For thy virtues I must ye praise, and so I must for a farewell.
Well sung, my friends, I would we should go hence. Go we to banquet and spare no pence.
Content go we as merry masters, falsehood cannot quail.
Be sure then I shall always prevail. Off they go to do some stuff. Play, fragment,
excellent.
Just had that strong image of the cat and the fox in Pinocchio.
It is that thing of, you know, you don't want to do, you've got to follow us, you know. Don't go with them. Go with us. Follow us. We're great. You know,
we know everybody. We've been there. We've been everywhere.
Yeah, we know the best way to get stuff out of other people is to lie to them. It's great. Just pretend to be their friends. That bit worked quite well. I quite like that. So again, like some of the other fragments we've done, we've got that thing of you've got the good status quo disrupted by the bad interrupters, as it were, the disruptors who come in and do terrible, terrible things to them. What do you do with the good people? And that's, to some degree, where I feel with both of these morality pieces we've just done, is that the way to perform them now is actually to play with the distance in time, of saying, we're performing this text now. We don't see this play like this anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where the black and white comes in. We may still be performing the text. Yeah. We're not necessarily mocking the text, but we can't say that we quite agree with all of the principles here.
And this is the issue with extreme morality. I mean, if extreme morality prevails, then actually all human beings are vulnerable, because no human being corresponds to extreme
to morality. An ideal. No. I think the relationship of love unfeigned and falsehood, trying to niggle away at was it fellowship or familiarity? Fellowship. That worked really well. I felt that had drama to it. Structurally, in terms, it's sort of going, it's a two-lined dum-de-dum kind of thing. It's not very interesting, a lot of it, except when they do these these lines where it's and you can see the character coming out, and it's sort of going from one register to another.